Good morning. Today we are starting the topic under Kol Be'isha Erva still of hearing the singing voice of one sister. Is that permitted or is that prohibited? And it's going to take us approximately 4 days. We'll see various opinions on this. Machmir Meikel. Today we are going to broach the topic and see some important tshuvas on the issue. So we're going to start out with the tshuva, the Avnei Ashbeh, who analyzes it as follows. To what other body of halacha should we compare the question of Kol Be'isha Erva? Is it going to be compared to Chibuk V'Nishuk? Can a brother kiss or hug his sister? Or should we compare it to Yichud? So it goes as follows. When it comes to Chibuk, hugging a sister, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Evin Ezer Siman Chaf Aleph, HaMechabek HaMenashek Achas Min HaArayos, She'en Libo Shalada Mokfu Aleihem. If somebody hugs or kisses somebody who is an erva to you, that is prohibited to you, but it's the type that you are not interested in. That's not something that you would have romantic interest. For example, an older sister, Hareze Meguna Biyoser. It doesn't say that it's usher, but it says it's disgusting, a disgusting thing to do. And accordingly, the Avnei Yashbeh says, if we're going to compare Kol Be'isha Erva to hugging and kissing a sister, we'd say it's usher. It's prohibited to hear her call as well. On the other hand, if we're going to compare it to Yichud with a sister, Yichud fundamentally is permitted. There are a number of shitas that say that it should not be an extended amount of time. That's actually only Paskin. But the shitas are, how much time is it? Is it 30 days? Is it more? Is it less? How much time to be in Yichud? For example, a brother and a sister sharing an apartment, that should not be done permanently. But for a little bit amount of time would be permitted. So we see Yichud fundamentally is permitted. So are we going to compare Kol Be'isha Erva to Yichud and permit it, as opposed to comparing it to Nishuk V'chibuk, hugging and kissing, that we would prohibit it? So the Avnei Yashbeh says that it's not very comparable to Yichud. He thinks it's more comparable to Nishuk V'chibuk, to hugging and kissing, so it should be prohibited. And then he brings the Chalkak Mechokek, who says as follows, Einisu l'chabek achos o'aktana pachos m'yudal avshana. He divides between the age. So the Chalkas Machokek says, you have to divide up, is she less than 11 years old, or is she more than 11 years old? If she's below that age, then it is not prohibited to hear her kol. You can hear her singing, even though it's your sister, because she's a young sister. However, amnam yudal avshana mechur, lishmoa kol zimra. However, from 11, not 12, but from 11, it would be mechur, disgusting, prohibited to hear her singing voice, just like chibuk, just like hugging. So based on that, we could say that we're going to have the same distinction, because the Avnei Yashbeh is comparing it to hugging and kissing, and if we're comparing it to hugging and kissing, we're going to have to use the Chalkas Machokek's distinction between ages, that if she is below 11, then it's going to be apparently mutter. You can hug your sister below the age of 11, so it would be permitted to hear her voice, her kol be'isha. It would not be an erva. On the other hand, a sister 11 and above, just like you can't hug her, so too you can't hear her voice. In any case, the Avnei Yashbeh, he continues his analysis, and at the end of the day, he says, L'dina halacha l'maisa, it makes sense that it's permitted to hear the singing voice of his sister if she doesn't sing loud. He's talking about even if she's an older sister, 11 and above, if you can't really hear her voice so well, ki ein lahachmir ba kol kach, kevan sheinu ba shomea befeirush as kolah. If you can't hear her voice well, it's not very audible, you can hear she's singing, but it's not loud, it's very low, then it would be permitted. So that's where he comes out on a sister, even if she's above the age of 11 and above, as long as she's singing softly, not loudly, it would be permitted. Now, the Tshuvas V'Hanhagas, Rav Moshe Sternbach, has the same tshuva. He's asked the same question. Can you hear your sister's singing voice? And he says, Mi'ikar Adin, when it comes to Achos o Ketana, when it comes to a younger sister, you're allowed to hug her. As we said, you can kiss her, you can hug her. Now, when it comes to an older sister, we said before that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's meguna, it's a disgusting thing to do. So Rav Sternbach points out as follows, when it comes to that older sister, because we don't have romantic interest in a sister, ain ha'isur rak mishum shumaguna. The isur is because it's just not the right thing to do. It's a disgusting thing to do, but it doesn't say that it is outright prohibited. It's not right to do. It's prohibited because it's maguna, but fundamentally we don't have concerns about a romantic hugging and kissing between a brother and sister. Im kein bishmias kol zemer. Accordingly, when it comes to her singing voice, even if she's older, an older sister, as long as the intention of the boy is not to have hana'a from hearing her voice, halachically, there's not going to be a problem even hearing the singing voice of an older sister. But then he says that it still makes sense nonetheless, when the sister is older, it would be appropriate and proper to avoid hearing her voice. He brings in the name of the Imre Yosher, or Sefer Imre Yosher, that brought in the name of the Chazon Ish, who says it's prohibited, that achoso kechol arayus, leaning kol erva, his sister is just like any other erva, woman that he's prohibited to, kol b'isha erva, he's not permitted to his sister. Accordingly, the kol of a boy, of a sister, of an older sister, would be prohibited. That's brought in the name of the Chazon Ish. Nonetheless, the Tshuva Shlan Hagos from Moshe Schoenbach says, but when we're talking about Zmiros on Shabbos, as long as the sister is not singing in such an audible way, it's not that loud, but she's singing in with a low volume, she's singing quietly, and this sounds just like the Avnei Yashba that we started with at the beginning, Bein Acherim Shama, and there are no other people there, meaning it's just the family, the brothers, the father there, and it's L'Shem Shamayim, it's Mir Shabbos, it's about Ruchnias, it's not about just singing during the weekday, a secular song, that's not what's going on here, this is Shabbos, it's just the family together, and the brother is not meaning Bechavin to hear her voice, not trying to hear her voice, but she's singing, and it's not so audible, not that loud, then it would be permitted, certainly if she's a Ketana, but even if she's a Gdola, nonetheless, he says that Chasidim and Ein Shei Maisa were noheg when it comes to singing, and even in Zmiros, that they were machmir about this, and that would be the proper thing to do. That was their minhagim, and that's the minhag, to be machmir, to not hear the singing voices at all. So where we are right now is that we have arguments this way and that way. The Avnei Yashbe wants to compare it to Chibuk and Nishuk, if she's older, which is Meguna, or to him it's more Usser, and accordingly he says it really shouldn't be done. But if it's not audible when she's singing, it'd be permitted. Rav Moshe Schoenbach seemed to say that it's Chibuk and Nishuk, hugging and kissing, is not Usser. It's not the right thing to do. It's Meguna, but because there's no romantic interest between a brother and sister, it's not mi'ikar din prohibited, and we could say the same thing when it comes to kol b'isha erva, certainly in the singing of Zmiros on Shabbos, when you're mechavin Hashem Shamayim, and it's for ruchnias purposes, you're not trying to listen in, and she's not trying to sing too loud, etc. But in the end of the day, he seems to come out like the Avnei Yashbe, that it indeed, the sister should not sing loudly, it should be fairly softly, kol namuch, it should be bilacha, it should be quietly. But then he does say that certainly there are those who are noheg to not hear the voice singing at all. So that's not the end of our discussion. Amir Tzashem, we will pick up on this with other opinions tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.